B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Tyrone is in. Ty, are you mourning the curse of the, or are you afraid of the curse of the process? Yeah. You mourning the Sixers? You're not mourning them? I am. I'm sad. You're not sad? No? Why not? It's hello.
He thinks MB will be fine.
Yeah, but they're still done. They're not going to, not going anywhere. See, he's got to be Godzilla just to get out of the first round. Yeah.
He didn't think they were going anywhere anyway.
I know, but it just, it watching him last night, and it's just sad. Like he's fine. I agree. I heard he's fine, but it's just awful. It's the curse of the process. I'm afraid of the curse of the process. 1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Andrew, are you afraid of the curse of the process?
Yeah, of course. Sports guys.
Yeah.
It's frowned upon.
I know. It's very sad.
We termed it. There are teams that have tanked before, but we made a deal of it.
Yeah.
We termed it the process.
Yeah.
And the sports guys are like, all right, process this.
Yeah.
Boom, knee injury.
Yeah. Boom. To lift us from the doldrums and the depression and the fear that grips us with the curse of the process. That's right. Wednesday, Flyers. 8 o'clock, Flyers in Montreal. On Friday, Flyers Canadians game 2 at 3 o'clock. How about that, Tyrone? Tyrone gets a day off. A little Friday at 3 o'clock. How about that, baby? Oh, that's right. That's right. We have another team that on the station. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to EJ. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. EJ!
Cover Radio got the city on fire. Cover Radio got the city on fire. Cover Radio got the city on fire. We want the cup, yo. Let's go, Flyers. Bart.
Wow. That was outrageous. I love it. I love it, EJ.
Listen, man, I'm always outrageous, bro. Always.
I heard you the other day. You made me smile. I heard you with Devon. What? It was last week, Thursday night. How about that?
I was going in on some black history probably on the Flyers and how it was good to be a black Flyers fan and all the sins I've died for over the course of my life, going to West Catholic and having a whole bunch of interracial friends who looked at me as an anomaly because I like hockey just as much
as basketball.
Racial pride and dignity challenged by my black friends because I know just as much about hockey as I do about basketball. And to be perfectly honest with you, cuz within the last 10 years, you know, since they got rid of AI and I lost my season tickets and the whole tanking thing, I've probably been to more Flyers games than I have Sixers games. And the funny thing, cuz I love trash talk. I am totally racially insensitive. I'm not with all this political correctness because I grew up in a locker room. I grew up in Frank Rizzo, Philly, when people made racial jokes. It was just what it was. It wasn't like a thing where I looked at it like you didn't like me because Carlo Marinari and Seamus McGlone, rest they souls, Irish and Italian boys, yeah, we had beef. But if another player from St. John Newman or Cardinal O'Hara got fly or got racial, they'd be the first two dudes to jump on them. And that's what people don't understand about the locker room and the sports culture.
Yeah,
we going to say some things. You think the French guys and the Russian guys don't have little beefs with each other in the locker room? They don't talk little racial stereotypes about each other?
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? But, you know, cuz of I digress.
One day... I want to talk about that because you and I very similar.
And come on, bro. The Irish guys and the Italian guys hated each other. The only thing that got them together was to beat the black guys up.
or the other way around, where you the Italian guys and the black guys to go. Because, listen, the 30th Streeters are tough kids.
Hey, listen, bro, they still there. They still there. And the crazy thing, 31st Street and 27th Street, 31st and Dickinson, or is it, I don't know if it's 31st and Dickinson or 27th and Tasker, or 31st and Tasker and 27th and Dickinson.
Been shooting in
gang war for years. And it's a pocket of white guys in the middle of it that never get shot.
There's something interesting and real. Like, you know, when you call up, you always are very real, EJ.
I'm out here. I'm a school teacher. I'm a mental health worker.
I know you are.
I'm an underground rap star. I'm a Bob Marley advocate. I'm all over the place with a lot of things. Now, my ghetto pass is good wherever I go. And people talk about they don't see color. That's BS. You can't help but miss my big black butt with the big beard and the tattoos. What I will say is I don't see color in a sense of determining what type of person you are. I go by energy and vibes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about the Flyers. They got the energy and the vibe this year, bro. And I'm going to go historical with you, cuz you a hockey fan. I could go through all the great hockey dynasties, and one thing they always have in common is a great, great goaltender. And we have one. And every year, the Flyers been making the playoffs pretty consistently since the last time they won the cup. They've even been to a couple cups. But why do they lose? The goaltending. Cuz, oh, when we was great, what did we have? Bernie Perron. When we was great again, what did we have? Rod Hextall. And now that we great again, what do we have? Carter Hart Jr., bro. It's the goalie, bro.
All right, you're right. Dead on. I mean, look, think about Saturday night. He stones Kucherov. He stones the two breakaways in the first period. And he stones them both. Imagine.
It gives you supreme confidence.
Yes.
And you know, it's funny that you say that with.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's funny that you say that with Kucherov, because that, like I said, as a black hockey fan, it's so funny. You know, brothers really only bang with hockey when we make the playoffs. And it's so funny to see, because brothers is color coordinated. They're going to have the black and orange sneaks, the Airs, the socks, the Mitchell and Ness jersey, the hat, and everything. But the funny thing is when the brothers try to pronounce the names, it is the most hilarious thing ever when you hear somebody talking about Simon Gonji.
But here's the thing, though. We're in Philadelphia where we mispronounce everybody's name.
Oh, yeah. But it's just funny because they swear they be getting it right, though. That's the funny thing about it. Like, I mean, come on, Kevo, look how we say pizza. Look how we say Dennis. We don't say we going to the dentist. We say we going to somebody's name, Dennis.
Dennis, not D-E-N-T-I-S-T.
We call it D-E-N-N-I-S.
Yeah, that's Philadelphia. I'm telling you, because we have to say, you know, listen, with the room that's separated from the kitchen to the living room is the parlor. Not the parlor, the parlor.
Hey, well, how about when you was playing half ball or stick ball and the ball got knocked down the Zooey hole?
Right. Boy, and it hit off the window, the W-I-N-D-A. Right?
The window.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's go get some water ice.
I love you, EJ. You're a good man, brother.
Hey, cousin, real quick, man. I'm not so scared about the Sixers, because this is my thing. I know you saw that game last night. I don't know what you saw, but I saw a lot of heart and determination from a bunch of players who looked like they wanted to play. Alec Burke is serious, bro. He's serious.
Yeah,
Shake is serious. And I think that if they get the opportunity to play, we beat Boston every time we played them this year. I think that the loss of Ben Simmons is going to galvanize them, and I think Joel Embiid is going to give you the whip-like performance. I don't think we got Boston's number this year, bro. And I think Al Horford got something to prove. I think Tobias Harris got something to prove. Yeah. And I think all those role players, like Burke, who's been dominant the past couple games, he gets his own shot.
People laughing because
he reminds me of Andrew Toney right now, bro.
Nah,
he's lighting it up,
nah,
bro. He's
in the bubble. He's in the bubble. Nobody plays defense in a bubble. EJ, I got to run, brother. I love you, buddy. Be
Let
safe, man. See you later. No, that's the only thing I can't co-sign. There's no defense being played in the bubble. And I'm sorry. I know I'm not a Shake fan. I'm just not. I don't think he's very good. I think he will get eaten alive in the playoffs. I just do. I don't. I have zero confidence. Right now, I'm down on the young balls. I'm down on the young bucks. Right? Kingery, show me nothing.
Unless they're in Milwaukee.
Right? Show
Those
me
bucks,
nothing.
You know, are good.
Yeah, show me nothing. Kingery showing me nothing. Shake got no faith. I got no faith.
Hoskins got his average up to 170 with two hits yesterday.
I'm sorry. I can't, you know, again, because in the bubble right now, it's bubble defense. The Clippers gave up. Now, granted, some guys didn't play, but Kawhi played. Right? Now, PG didn't play. They still gave up 130 points to the Nets. That's because nobody's playing defense in the bubble. So I can't look at a game like last night and get any kind of excitement out of it. You know, I mean, the only thing that was I expected last night that came true was that Dame would go nuts because Sixers don't have anybody to play defense right now without Simmons, not on Dame. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jake. Hello, Jake. Oh, the Jake's gone. Jakey Jake, where you at? Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Curse of the process, Josh.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
What's going on, man?
So, I don't call your show very often, but I listen. I just want to let you know, I think you got a great voice. You really have a good, you really speak the city, man, so I appreciate
that. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate that, my man. Appreciate it, brother.
So, without going into the whole history of the process, man, I just look at this team and, you know, call it a curse, but it's just such a failure in management, and it's just such a failure in good team building. And the sad part is we all thought it was the right thing to do, to tank, to get these players. But yeah, you don't build, that's the sad part, but it's like you can't build a championship team without really three components. Like, you got to have a good coach, but then you have to have young players that challenge your team, and then you have to have savvy veterans on the team that can hold everything together. You know, like, look at the Raptors last year, man. Kyle Lowry was in the league for, what, 12 years?
Uh-huh.
DeRozan, you know, the Sixers just don't have that. So you can't even, and that's what I got to say, man. You lose Butler. I know Butler was a head case, but the failure was not that they, like, the failure is that they didn't have the management and the coach in place to make this guy want to stay. I mean, how good was Jimmy Butler, really?
Listen, I love Jimmy, but Jimmy's a bit of a head case. You said it, and you're right, and he's divisive. Like, Jimmy's fickle, and I don't think the issue, I disagree with you, brother. I'll be honest with you. I think the issue doesn't lie in Jimmy Butler. I think Tobias Harris is fine. I think Horford doesn't really fit, and I think it goes back to your coaching situation. He never coached this team properly in this sense. And I love the guy. Josh, I love the guy. But here's the problem. The minute you start your team with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, who are two unicorn type of players, right? They're different. You can't play Euro basketball. You have to devise it differently. You got to play the game differently.
Totally. But you know what else? All right. So I would say let's sum it up. I would put it in three things. Okay.
Sure.
I think the problem is they haven't built the right strategy around Ben and Embiid. I agree with you completely. That's the first big problem. Colangelo, Adam Silver cursed the Sixers. They are still suffering from that atrocity that they inserted Colangelo into the system. I mean, that is the second thing that destroyed this. It threw it off the rails. That the Fultz pick is like, laughably absurd, and it is such a Philly thing of our suffering. That's the second thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think the failure of management, again, it's just you picked the wrong GM. Unfortunately, I don't think Elton's doing the job, and you're holding on to this coach for too long. And those are the three things.
Yeah,
and
I'm still holding out hope with when it comes to Elton. I think Elton's a smart guy. I hear what you're saying, man. I do. I mean, I understand your point when it comes to, you know, the team building aspect of it. I didn't hate it. I still think if it was coached properly, you might have a better chance. I don't know. I mean, it's great to talk. It's interesting to talk about, brother.
Let me just bring you last thing, man.
Sure.
I just want to say you can't win a title. Like, look at the Eagles in 2017. You had the blend of young studs and veteran players. That's what I mean, not the Eagles didn't have that many young players, but they were like a really savvy team, is what it came down to.
Yeah,
young, savvy veterans mixed with young talent.
But you don't think Horford and Harris are savvy veterans?
I don't think Harris is anything special. Harris is a solid player. He's a fourth option in my view. He's not a superstar in the NBA. You're not going to win a title with him, but he would be like that savvy veteran, right? But I'm a huge. I know Butler's a head case, but I'm just saying, if Game 7's narrative last year is the last thing, Game 7's narrative would have been Jimmy Butler wills the Sixers to a Game 7 victory if Kawhi doesn't hit that crazy shot. Because remember, he steals the ball at 20 seconds. It's like,
yeah, listen, I'm not arguing with it. I like Jimmy a lot. I got to run, my brother. Great talking to you. I like Jimmy. I've always liked Jimmy. I've always thought Jimmy was a hell of a player. But I don't think Jimmy Butler is a superstar either. I mean, he's not Kawhi Leonard.
No.
I mean, I like Jimmy a lot, but I can't cry in my Cheerios over Jimmy Butler. I can't. The problem is, too, is he's like the wrong. And again, I'm a huge. I love Jimmy, right? I love the alpha male, the whole thing. But Jimmy also, it was selfish. Selfish guy. Selfish with his teammates. You know, listen, you don't like the coach. I hear you. All right? You got a beef with where the team's being coached. All right. I get it. But you can't just annihilate the team.
And it wasn't just a Brett Brown thing. I mean, it's been other coaches. How many times have we seen Jimmy Butler complain about the coach? Now, I do miss Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, again,
now, Tobias has played well, except for yesterday's game. Tobias Harris has played pretty damn well in the bubble.
Yeah, he's not a four. I mean, I think Josh undervalues what he is.
Right.
I agree. He's not a super. Jimmy Lyman likes to call him supers. Tobias isn't a super, but you should be able to win with Tobias Harris. I don't think where I disagree with Josh was, I don't think it's a lack of veteran versus youth. I just think, he's probably right with the mix. But I know one thing, they were not coached the way they were built.
Yes.
I mean, and you've been on that train. And
The bomber drop all season long.
And I get it. And I love Brett. I say it all the time because, you know, I feel guilty, to be quite frank, because I love the guy. But, you know, if for purposes of how this team has played and fared and what the strategy is, they're not his team. He coaches differently. The best time, his team was that, if you remember, Bellinelli, Ilyasova, Simmons, and they were just going up and down the floor.
Yeah, he would sub out JJ for Bellinelli. Now it's like, you didn't really miss a beat. By the way, Ann, I want to put this out there because this affects a lot of people. Central Bucks School District, which is the third largest in Pennsylvania, will be online only for the fall due to a lack of staff. So, some big news that will affect a lot of our listeners.
Wow. So, Central Bucks?
Yeah, the school district, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Online only because of a lack of staff. I wonder if that means staff members probably opted out. They probably said, I'm not teaching in the building.
Well, my sister's a teacher.
Okay.
And here's the problem. It's like, you're afraid. I just saw this story. And the story is, here's the headline, 97,000 children tested positive for COVID-19 in 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks in July, 97,000 kids tested positive. So we're all afraid. Like, I got a 10 and a 7-year-old. You know how many times I've had that conversation? 100 times. Do we send them to start? Do we just say, you know what, let's get a handle on it and then do virtual for until hopefully January when there's, you know, a little bit more treatment and you got a vaccine on the way? I mean, very real discussion that we're all having. I don't know the answer. Again, I'm the sports dude, right?
This is dark waters for everyone.
And I don't know what to do. All I know is I don't want to put my children at risk. And I see these cases. And see, here's the thing. I see these cases of these kids that are stricken, right? And they don't know, and we don't know the long-term effects of the thing. So I'm not going to imperil my, I don't want to put my kids in peril. You know, for a chance, for what? It's like playing Russian roulette. Hey, I got a 95, it's good chance, right? I don't know, give me the percentage. Good chance they're going to be fine.
Right.
But why would I take a risk? Why would I risk their future health on a percentage when I know if I just did virtual, they're going to be safe? Or as long as I don't bring it home. I mean, that's the conversation that we're having. Which is why I thank God for the Flyers in so many ways.
TGFF.
That's it. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you join us. Got two open lines. You want to pop on. Picks coming up next. We've been hot. You don't want to miss it. Hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement. They grow in anticipation. And UFC 252 is no different. With two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend, there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $250. These are some great odds. To celebrate this weekend's huge event, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to bet a buck and win $250 when placing a bet on the big fight. Head to the app right now. Check out all they got to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, so much more. Plus, basketball playoffs right around the corner. DraftKings Sportsbook's offering $10 in free bets to use when you have in-game action for every day of the first round of the playoffs. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is safe, secure, reliable betting app. You can deposit, withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for limited time. All new users can bet a buck to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out for new users by offering them a chance to win $250, $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight. Use code FANATIC only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Dude, you gotta tell the story. The face tattoos.
Yeah, of my weird text that I got from my mom on Saturday.
It's a great story.
All right, so last week we were doing the show, obviously, and Natalie walks in and she's, you know, it looks like she's taking a video of me. And I'm sitting there like, what the hell's going on? This is new. And Natalie then showed me that she took a video of me. I think it was a Name That Rapper or something like that. It was some sort of filter on Instagram where it put tattoos on me. And it put face tattoos on me.
Right, you got the face tats.
And I'm like, haha, you know, that's funny. I don't really do the filters that often. I don't even have an Instagram account. But that's where it gets funny. I get a text at 6:36 p.m. on Saturday. I had been boozing all day long, mind you. All day long. My neighbor had a outdoor party, masks required. It was great, great, great theory. Great, great stuff. But I was boozing all day. She texts me.
I understand there's an Instagram photo of you with tattoos. Please send to me. So I respond with the, Mom, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And she goes, I'm sure you know, dot, dot, dot.
Oh.
And I'm like, what is she talking about? So I respond with, I really don't. I have no idea what you're talking about. Our neighbor saw you on Instagram. And then I let her know, I reminded her that I don't even have an Instagram. And she drops a, you don't, but it's out there.
Wow.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? I respond to her, I have no tattoos, so I have no idea what you're talking about. Which account did you see it on? And she never answered. So then I remembered the video that Natalie took of me with the face tattoos. So I texted her. I was like, Natalie, did you put something on Instagram with me and face tattoos? And she sent it to me. And sure enough,
wow,
it was that. And I sent it to my mom.
And she was okay then?
Yeah, she was then okay. Well, my mom, for a brief period of time, after one of her neighbors showed her the Instagram, thought that her son had face tattoos.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it's funny because when she didn't even mention the face tattoo, she just said tattoos. Like, she didn't say, I heard you got a tattoo on your face. So when she said, I heard you got a tattoo, I was like, well, I've thought about it in the past. So maybe somebody like Photoshop something. Right. And I was like, all right, this is where the confusion, I understand the confusion. But no, it was a Instagram video of tattoos on my face. And she thought that was happening.
That's actually priceless.
And I was like, Ma, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I feel really bad.
Well, you don't feel bad. You didn't do anything wrong.
Well, she must have been anxious thinking Andrew just went out and got some face tats. It was on my Instagram. I'll show you the video. Did you show him the video?
No, I did not. But yeah, it literally says, I understand there's an Instagram photo of you with tattoos. I go, okay, okay.
You know, I was just messing around with the Instagram filters.
Yeah,
like I do with everybody.
Right. It's not your fault. I mean, it's hysterical, actually.
Poor Mama Sal Chunas.
I know. Poor Mama Chunas.
And
if
she said in the text,
well,
I
Mama
understand.
Mama Chunas doesn't know.
No,
all
she's
she
no
knows is that a neighbor says, Andrew's got face tats. And she doesn't know. She's just probably, who knows the neighbor, right? The neighbor's probably, you know, gossiping and going, oh, I saw Andrew has his new face tats.
Right.
And what do they know about face tats? They think everybody gets face tats, right?
I guess.
Because they're all after lunch
these
anyway.
These days.
Right. So, and you're like, face tat, what are you talking about? You know?
But she didn't say, if she specified face tattoo in the text, I would have been like, oh, the Instagram thing. But she just said tattoos, period. So I was like, what is she talking
about?
But
here's the thing, that she would actually believe that you would get face tats.
That's what I said.
Right? Like, not a neck tattoo, but like a face tattoo.
I said, you don't just go from no tats to face tats.
Well,
like,
exactly.
That's a progression.
No, that's a psycho.
Yeah.
Right? Only people who eat their food cold do that.
Oh, wait. That's me. So maybe I can get a face tat.
That's classic.
My buddy Steve texts me, who'd kill you first? My wife or my mom, if I got the face tattoo? I don't know.
I mean, that's a tag team match.
I think my wife would just leave me.
Yeah.
And then I think my mom would actually strike me dead.
Yeah, I mean, the face. I'll be honest with you. I got some bad tattoos. I'm not gonna front, right? Like, I got bad tattoos.
They're nice.
No, they're not. They're not. They're horrible. And I got 4 really bad ones. All right.
At least they're not on your face.
Correct. Right? Like, that's the thing. Like, they're really bad tattoos and they don't enhance anything. Not that it's going to enhance anyway. But the face tattoo, I go, you know, listen, neck, no problem. Like, whatever you're into, right? I don't care where you go. I'm really, when it comes to me, to each his own, do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But the face, I always go, that's a little much.
Yeah, dude.
That's a little hardcore. Like, the tear, I don't know, dude. I think that's a little hardcore, man.
I hear you.
You know, I got a little fear on the face. Like, that's one you go, ah.
Meanwhile, someone that, like Mike Tyson, you might want to laugh at him, but then he could just knock you out with one swing.
Well, but here's the thing. Anybody with a face tattoo, let's be real. Probably you don't want to mess with.
Yeah.
Why would your mother think that you would get a face tattoo?
That's a good question.
You're the Chunas.
Yeah.
All right. Sit tight, everybody. We're going to get to the phone lines in a moment, but it's time for the picks.
Congrats on your 8-1 performance.
Thank you, my brother.
I went 5-5, but I didn't go 8-1. You are now 40-24.
Oh, moly.
That's pretty damn good. I'm 36-25.
Wow.
Still up. Listening to the program. I had people ask me, yo, what are your picks? I say you should just listen to Anthony's at this point.
No, listen, we just do it together. You know how it works. Some days you're hot, some days you're cold, the whole thing. You just got to try to keep it up as best you can. All right, let's start off in the NBA. The NBA, I will tell you, you got to be careful because there's a lot of resting going on in the bubble now.
Yes.
So you got to be really careful when you're looking at these. You got to follow all the news. Like, for instance, in Oklahoma City today, no Adams, no Noel, no Gilgeous Alexander, no Gallinari. So there's a lot of guys out for OKC when they play Phoenix. I know that matters to you.
Yes, I am going to go with the Phoenix Suns to cover the 7.5 today.
So, I agree. You know what? I don't see how.
Unless they all of a sudden sit Booker and Aiton and company.
But I agree. They're hot. They haven't lost. I think they probably want to go undefeated. I know that's what I would want to do.
Honestly, if the Thunder were playing their guys, I would have taken the Thunder. Because I think at some point, it'll get to their heads, the constant winning, the undefeated. But then again, when the Thunder sit everybody, it's like 3/5 their starting five.
So you and I, so you're going to take the -7.5?
Yes, for Phoenix.
I'm going to mess around. You and I were talking about this in the break, one that we were coming up with our picks. I'll take the Suns -3 in the second half. So whatever the line is, it's 3 in the second half. I'll take the Suns -3 in the second half.
Okay, that sounds good. Dallas Mavericks.
Yes.
+6.5. I'm taking the Mavericks.
Okay, no Porzingis, no Doncic.
Still taking the Mavericks.
All right, against Utah.
Yep.
No Donovan Mitchell for the Jazz. However, I'm going to take Utah -6.5.
You're going to take, okay.
Head to head. No Doncic, no Porzingis, no play for me.
You know who it is? It's the Trey Burke show.
It is.
He's going to light him up for 30.
Boban will play too.
Yes.
You watch.
He'll get 20 and 10.
Yeah. Well, Boban locked for 20 and 10.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Who else you got?
Go ahead.
I like one more. I'm going to give you Milwaukee -6 over Toronto. And that's assuming that Giannis plays, because right now he's questionable.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys sitting out. My last play is not a score, but I'm going to go with the under, the 221 Denver and the Lakers. Lakers have not really been putting up points. They kind of just been riding it out.
Yeah.
They already got the one seed. Denver's a mess, so I'm going to go with the under, the 221 in that game.
All right, baseball time, Andrew. I'll start it off with the Nationals and Corbin -122 over Max and the Mets.
Count me in. That is one of my plays as well.
All right, nice.
I like that one. Our Phillies, I'm not going to bet the game, but I'm going to go the over the 9 runs. Nola pitched outstanding.
You're going over?
Yes. He pitched outstanding against the Yankees, giving up only one run. I can see
the Braves get to him.
I could see him giving up like 2 or 3 in the Newcomb.
Yeah,
so I think the Phillies bats, and the Phillies bats were silent yesterday. So I think the Phillies bats come back a little bit today against Newcomb. And if Nola gives up 2 or 3 runs and still gets a win, I can see it going over the 9.
All right. I got the Rays with Yarbrough over the Red Sox -148.
That's a good play. White Sox over the Tigers today. I believe Dallas Keuchel is on the mound for Chicago.
Yeah.
So I will take the Chicago White Sox over the Detroit Tigers.
I'll give you the Brewers and Adrian Houser, who I like as a starter, over the Twins -110. So it's a pick 'em.
Going with the run line in that game under the 8.5, because not only is Houser pitching well, so is Dobnak. So I think they're not going to score them in runs.
So there you go. There's the under 8.5.
All right, one more. It's a big number, but I just don't see that. I think the Dodgers are going to flex against the Padres, the rivalry now. And it's Dustin Mays on the mound for San Diego. I mean, for the Dodgers. San Diego switched to Perdomo. And they're going to have Paddock pitch tomorrow. So I'll take the Dodgers.
Mays is just so much fun to watch, by the way. So if you are up late tonight,
yeah,
just watch him pitch and go, oh, I wish the Phillies had him.
Yeah.
My last play, double A's. I'm going to go with the Athletics over the Angels.
I like that pick.
There you go.
It's Manea is pitching.
Yep.
And he's good. I like it. All right, there's your pick segment for today. Today is we look around at our Park Sportsbook app and give you selections. Let's get back to the phone lines. Jake, you're on 97.5 of Atlantic. Jake.
Yo, man. Sorry, I must have been so flared up that I muted my own phone.
That's all right, buddy.
No, but I was listening to all like the so-called hockey analysts, the TN, like the TSN and like the Sportsnet in Canada. No one was thinking about the Flyers. They all picked the Oilers. They're already out. The Pittsburgh Penguins are already out. Toronto's out. Toronto was supposed to go far. They lost to a pretty bad Columbus team who has like two stars on defense, and they have a guy named Elvis in net.
So he's pretty good though.
Yeah, I mean he's pretty good, but. We roughed him up a couple of times Hayes had that one really good shorthanded goal, and that was a crazy moment.
I agree with you. Everybody was trying bending over backwards not to pick the Flyers, and because there was a lot of Penguin love out there, man. There was a ton of Penguin love, and you're right, a lot of Edmonton love as well. And even the Leafs, right? Everybody's like, oh, Tavares, Austin Matthews, you know, and that all the firepower that Toronto has, and boom, they're out.
I don't see what people see in the Penguins now. They look old. They look like they packed their bags already in the third game. They did not look good at all. And Toronto barely got by. They gave a 3-goal lead, like with 4 minutes left, and then they got another. They also got a 3-goal lead in the game 4, and they came back, won that game, and then they just were shot last night.
They were. They had nothing last night. No, nothing. It's a lot of fun, man. I'll tell you,
madness almost. Where there's a game on every single like every time I turn on the TV, there's a hockey game on. I love it.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I mean, it's been starting at noon every day. And here you go. Tomorrow, here's your schedule. You got Columbus, Tampa at 3:00. The Flames and the Stars at 5:30. Hurricanes, Bruins at 8:00. And Blackhawks, Vegas at 10:30. That's a great day of playoff hockey. And then we start the next day.
I filled out my bracket challenge, and I got the Blackhawks and the Flyers in a rematch from 2012.
That's awesome.
It flipped, we're going to win in game 6.
I love it. Good stuff, Jake, my man. Let's go to Rob in Seattle. Robbie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning. Well, I say good afternoon on your side, I guess, from the great Northwest.
What's happening, my friend?
Oh, my man, just checking in. You know what? It's a wonderful day when I can start the day. I'm doing good. It's wonderful when I can start the day all listening to you, my friend. You're awesome.
I appreciate that.
Listen, before I get to my point, a couple of callers back ago that I could relate to. Gentleman was mentioning how he was growing up in an area where he was only black guy and he was into hockey. I can relate to that. I was in the early 70s growing up in North Philadelphia, and the only guy wearing a Rick McLeese jersey and wearing it proudly. I'm hoping that, you know, my people get to start to appreciate hockey now that, you know, it's Sixers not looking good, Billy. Get on board. You're fired up.
I love that. You know what? I really do. I love that. It's so interesting. What was it like? Because you're referencing EJ, who grew up in West Philly during that time wearing Flyer jerseys. What was it like you wearing a Rick McLeese jersey growing up around 25th and Diamond?
you're not too far. 20th and Diamond, you'd be right here. It was unusual, but to be honest with you, there were a lot of kids in my neighborhood who were into street hockey with me also, ironically. And so it, 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 while I look different than everybody else, but at the same time, there were some people in my clique that, you know, we got together, we played a stick, everybody had their Bobby Clark hockey sticks or their Phillips Tito sticks.
And, yeah.
You know, it was a good
time. Do you remember those, the airflow sticks?
Oh, yeah. We would all just put a lighter on them and try to bend them. But anyway.
I love this conversation, Rob. It's awesome.
I'm in hockey heaven, baby, and I'm enjoying it. But, you know, this Flyers team, I'm hoping they win it this year. I really am. I feel like I felt when the Eagles went to Super Bowl year, but even if they don't win it, I feel like they're so promising. They're going to win it, and you know it's this young team. You can get behind these young D men and that Carter Hart. What the Bernie Toronto is going on with that kid? But you know this team is just lovable. I really appreciate them.
Yeah, it's great. Great point too. They are a lovable team. Like you start to, and most teams that win are, but this group has that. Has that in them. I agree. And, you know, man, they just keep coming at you. They play with flair.
It was just amazing. It was impressive watching them come at you in four lines. Just not just Pittsburgh, not just Boston, not just Washington, also Tampa Bay. Yeah. I'm excited because I'm so excited. I can't. Why do I have to wait till Wednesday? Oh, my God.
Hey, have a good day, real quick, because I saw that in Seattle, they sold out at a record for the new hockey team.
Oh, yeah. Because I tried to get tickets and couldn't. In 30 minutes, they were all gone. But, you know, here's the good thing. You know, I usually see the Flyers. I go up and see them when they go to Vancouver. Now, coming up, I can see them in Vancouver and in Seattle.
Oh, so, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. I'm not sure if I'll become a Kraken fan because I'm a Philly diehard 4-for-4, all of that, but, you know, we'll see.
You're the man, bro. Hey, listen, you might be 3,000 miles away, but your heart is here, brother.
Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, you have a beautiful day, my friend.
You too, brother. Thank you, baby. Take it easy. How about that?
You weren't here when the Kraken was announced. Are you in on the Kraken?
Yeah, I like the Kraken.
You like the jerseys are awesome.
Yeah, I'm big. I like the Kraken a lot.
I thought so. I'm in on the Kraken too.
Yeah,
the Seattle Kraken.
Yeah,
damn right.
But I couldn't believe how quickly they sold. They sold out. Seattle's a great sports town.
They need a basketball team, man.
Yeah, I mean they should never have lost the Sonics.
Mm-hmm.
That was a squad.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, I. Yeah,
come on.
That was all.
Get out of here.
You know, whatever. I got to get to Rich. He's in Alaska. Richie!
Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How you been, man?
It's been a long time.
I know.
Because, you know, we had to go through that tank where Hextall reloaded, and now we got a team.
This is a process that's worked out.
Like, you'll hear a lot of, you know, this team's got heart and everything, but man, this is Hextall's team. Mm-hmm. Listen to this hall. Like, we used to go maybe hit every second or third year. Listen to this hall from 2014 to 18. Lindblom, Abbi Kubel, Sanheim, Konechny, Provorov, Carter Hart in the third round, by the way. Morgan Frost, who'd be playing, you know, Farabee gets hurt.
Yep.
Nolan Patrick and Farabee.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
You look at any other 5-year period with these guys, you know. And
you're so right. For as good as Fletcher has done, Hextall sets the table. Like Ed Wade set the table for the Phillies with the Utley and Howard stuff and Hamels.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. God rest Ed Schneider, but God rest Ed Schneider. He was kind of like, he brought us a cup, but then he kind of Jerry Jones'd us. He was just too involved. He had GMs that were like Holmgren. You know, I don't want to badmouth you, but you know.
I know what you mean. Yeah, no, you're right.
But, you know, Hextall said, give me 5 years and then you can't be in the room, you know, and he did it, but he needed 6 years, you know, so they. And, you know, Hextall has had some other flaws, too. I think he was hard on the team. And, like, it's a 1-2-3 perfection. And, you know, Hextall learned from the L.A. team, you know, 5 bad years and 2 cups. And I think we did our 5 bad years. And unless injury or some hiccup, I think we can expect at least a cup here.
I agree. I think you're right. I think, here's the thing. They're real, and they're going to be good for the next decade. I think that this isn't a blip,
Here's another thing. In the Schneider era, we would just bail on people. And to me, I credit Hextall for saving Lawton. I mean, Lawton was a decade project, and he's turned out to be one of the best two-way centers, and he's playing wing right.
You're so right. You're so right.
Hey, you remember
real quick, I'm up against it. Rich, yeah. I want to ask you real quick, what's the time difference there?
4 hours. 4 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. I used to listen a lot more because your spot was better,
Yeah, I know. I miss you, man. I know you're going to be excited. Do me a favor. Chime in during this run, okay?
I will. And, hey, you bumped into my brother, Pat, right?
Yes. I love it.
We'll talk about that.
That sounds great, buddy. Be safe out there, Rich. See you, buddy. Rich from Alaska. Quickly, you have the lineup?
All you really need to know, it's pretty similar. Phil Gosselin, batting leadoff.
Oh, God.
Hottest hitter in baseball.
Why? All right, everybody, stay tuned. Mikey Miss coming up next. Thanks for hanging with me. We'll see you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.